Today she is Masechta Menachos Daf Nun Ches. We will begin in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Itmar. In the previous year we had learned that the halacha is that when we have a carbon, so usually part of the carbon, the emerim, have to be burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is obviously not burnt on the mizbeach. But in the previous year we learned that the Torah teaches us that if somebody does put on something on the Mizbeach that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, he's over a lav. The Torah says, Kol shuhu mimenu li'ishim harayu baltatiru. Anything that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, you're over a lav about taktiru. And the Gemara begins today, Shir, Be'ezer Hashem, further analyzing that halacha. Itmar. Hamal mikum al gaba kevesh. What will be the halacha if somebody puts one of these things that we're saying don't belong on the Mizbeach? He didn't put it on the Mizbeach, but he put it on the ramp leading to the Mizbeach. What will be the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Chai, Rabbi Yochanan says, not only you chai for putting it on the Mizbeach, but you chai as well for putting it on the ramp. And Rabbi Lazar Mepata, Rabbi Lazar says, you're not chai. Rabbi Yochanan Chai, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that you chai, the Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hamizbeach, the pasuk says Hamizbeach. Ain li ella Hamizbeach. We only know from here that this lav applies if you put it on the mizbeach. Kevesh minayim. How do we know that the same rule applies if you put it on the ramp? Tamaloymer v'al mizbeach lo yalu l'rotzen. Rabbi Lezer am a potter. Rabbi Lezer on the other hand is potter. My tama damakro sov v'dvash karbam. Reishis takriva osam by the sar and vash. There's a special halacha that not only may that be put on the mizbeach, as we will discuss more later in the shir. Osam who the rabbi l'chakeves k'mizbeach. By them, the halacha is that the ram has the same rule as the mizbeach. Avam midachrin aloy. All other items, the iser applies strictly to the mizbeach. Interesting, Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says that in a way, the kevesh is stricter than the mizbeach. On the mizbeach, we know, as we learned in the previous year, the aloch is that when you chayv on the mizbeach, if you put something to be burnt on the mizbeach, that ought not to be burnt on the mizbeach. But let's say you just place it on the mizbeach, not burn it on the mizbeach, then you wouldn't be over the slav. On the ramp, says Rabbeinu Gershom, even if you didn't burn it on the ramp, you just placed it on the ramp, you're going to be chayiv. And the Brisk Rav immediately tries to understand what Rabbeinu Gershom says. He doesn't understand why would you be chayiv just for putting it on the ramp, especially if you're not chayiv at a mizbeach, which is what the Torah discusses. So Sarab Cheskel Abramsky in the Chazon Yecheskel says a beautiful explanation. He says that the mizbeach is a place where karbanos is supposed to be burnt. So if you burn something on the mizbeach that you should not have, you're chayiv. The ramp is not a place, he says, that was made for burning. And therefore, the iser is not because you burnt on the ramp, because the ramp is not a place made for burning. The iser is for placing it as alone. Tosfos asks, if so, we learned the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that there's an opinion of a Tana that not only is the Mizbeach Kaddish, but even the Ritzbas Hazara, the floor of the Hazara is Kaddish. So Tosfos asks, according to that opinion, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will you be chayiv for putting on the Ritzbas Hazara something that was supposed to be put on the Mizbeach? So Tosfos says two opinions. One opinion says actually yes, that the Ritzba will have the din as the kevesh, as the ramp. And I saw some achronim suggest, after we just quoted Rabbeinu Gershom, not only will the ritzba have the same din as the kevesh, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, not only may you not put it on the mizbeach, but you may not put it on the ramp. The halach is, if you put it on the mizbeach, on the ritzba hazara, even without burning it, you're chayiv. Others, the Tosfos then takes a different approach. Tosfos' other approach is, that when is the halacha that the Ritzbas Hazara is Mekadish? only something that belongs on the Ritzbas Hazara. Clearly, these items don't belong on the Ritzbas Hazara, and there, no one would hold that the Ritzbas Hazara is Mekadis, something that doesn't belong there, that doesn't belong to be burnt on the Mizbayach. Interesting verse from the Meshech Chachma. Famous Gemara Masechet of Shabbos, I think it's around after Yud Gimel. The Gemara says there was a Talmud Chacham who passed away when he was young. And his wife, his widow, comes to the Beis HaMedrash and she says to the Talmid HaChachamim who was sitting there, Bali, my husband, that learned the Mishimesh Talmid HaChachamim, is a great individual, and Meis B'chatzi Yomav, he died prematurely. So the Chachamim started quizzing her. And one of the questions they ask, when you were a nida, how did you act with each other? So he says, "Afilo loy noga bi be'etzbektana." The smallest finger, he distanced himself. What about when during the shiva nakiyim? There, she said that they didn't have intimate relations, but they did have connection, physical connection, which the halacha is that it's also. So he says, the Chacham said, Baruch HaMakim. He deserved it, because B'mei Libunech, during the Shiva Nekim, a husband also has to distance himself from his wife. It says the Meshech Chachma, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk to prove it, because it says, V'ish B'mei Tumas Nidasa Lai Sikrav. It says, most Mepharshim explain, understand that Gemara to mean, Lai Sikrav. Sikrav means not only while she's a Nida, even during the Zion Nekim. He says that's not necessarily the way to understand that Gemara. The way to understand the Gemara is from the word ve'el. Ve'el comes to extend that not only during the time that she's a nida, but even when during the Zion Nekiyim. And he says that's the same pshat in our Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says that not only is there an iser to put these items on the Mizbeach, but even on the ramp. So everybody assumes that we learn it from the words ve'el ha-Mizbeach. Ha-Mizbeach. That's not the basis of the limud. The limud is from the word ve'el. The ve'el comes to extend that not only the Mizbeach, but even the ramp. Similarly, the El in that Pasuk comes to extend not only Zion Nekiyim, not only during the main Nida, but even during the Zion Nekiyim. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, who disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan, based on the word Oysam, asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Oysam, my Avadlei, what does he do with that word? Answers the Gemara, Mibaylel Chetanya, he needs it for a different limit altogether. Because the Brisa says, Yochel ye yochid misnadev umevi kiyotzba nedava. We've learned and we will learn that on Shavuos they brought the carbon shtei halechem. And the Brisa begins in suggesting perhaps an individual has the right also to be menadev shtei halechem. The karayani ba. And if somebody would make such an obligation, he would be obligated to fulfill it. As the Torah says, Moitzit Svasecha Tishma Vasisa, you're obligated to fulfill your pledge. Tamloimer, carbon reishis takrivu. Tzibur marati lecha. Only the tzibur has this obligation v'lo yachid. The shtei alechem is not a carbon that can be brought by a yachid. Continues the Braisa. Yochel ayeh, yachid mevi. Maybe an individual never brings the shtei alechem. She'enim mevi chavoyso kiyotzba. For he's never obligated to bring a carbon like the Shtei Alechem. Avoye Tzibur Mevi. But maybe the Tzibur should be allowed to bring a carbon Shtei Alechem. Shemevi Chavasa Kiyotzba. Because we have a precedent that they bring a carbon Tzibur of Shtei Alechem. Tamaloymer Oysam. That's why the Torah says the word Oysam. That even the Tzibur never brings the Shtei Alechem as an Adava. So Rashi asks, of course they can't bring the Shtei Lechem as an Adava. Because the Shtei Lechem, as we've learned so many times, Baruch Hashem, together, doesn't come by itself. The Shtei Lechem comes together with Kivsei Atzeres, with the Shalmei Tzibur. And that certainly cannot be brought on a voluntary basis. So Rashi answers that, as we've learned, the halacha is if they don't have animals available, you still bring the Shtei Lechem. So we see that they're not that connected. And therefore, maybe the Braisa suggests that you should be allowed to bring the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Alechem as in the Dovah, the Tzibur at least. That's what the Pasuk says they may not. The Karan Ayra leaves a very difficult question open. He says, Let's think about it. He says, what is the avoid by the shtei halachim that's brought on shavuos? As we discussed, they bring the karbonis, and the shtei halachim are eaten completely by the kohanim. If the tzibur were to bring shtei halachim, what would be the avoid? The shtei halachim would be brought like a karban mincha, and the kaimitz would be put on the mizbeach, and the shrine would be eaten by the kohanim. But we don't have any such precedent that we should say that there's a karban that the tzibur brings as a chiyuv that they should bring as a nedava, because that would be a totally different type of a carbon. And why was, therefore he has a difficult time understanding the Gemara's even have a mina. But let's go back to the Braisa. Uma yesh lecha lahavi, shtei alechem min asar, bikurim min hadvash, that those are the only two times that even though the Torah says, and we'll discuss this soon more, ki chol sar v'chol dvash le'sikturim min ish l'ashem, we're never allowed to bring anything that has yeast in it, anything that is sweet on the mizbeach. Here in halacha is that you may. Those are the only times that you could put on such, you could bring such items. Continues the braisa, v'atanya. Continues the gemara. The pasuk says, I just quoted the pasuk, ki chosav v'chod vash l'siktirim v'neish l'shem. The Torah uses the word kol, and we're going to work with the word kol. Says the braisa, im nema kol s'or, if the Torah uses the word kol by the s'or, Lom and Nemer called Dvash. What does the Torah have to use the word kol by Dvash? Then Nemer continues the Braisa called Dvash. If the Torah uses the word kol by the Dvash, Lom and Nemer kol, what does the Torah say the word kol by the Sor? Teaches us the Braisa, Mnei Shiesh B'Sor Mashem B'Dvash, because Sor has certain characteristics that Dvash doesn't have. V'Yesh B'Dvash Mashem B'Sor. And Dvash has certain characteristics that the Sor doesn't have. And the Braisa explained itself. Sor hutta mechlola b'migdash. There are times that you're allowed to put the sor on the mizbeach. Dvash lehutta mechlola b'migdash. There's never a time you can put something of dvash on the mizbeach. On the other hand, dvash hutta b'shiyari minachitz. Dvash, you could, the karban mincha that's eaten by the kohanim, as we always learn, the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach. The shirayim, the rest of the mincha, is eaten by the kohanim. And as Rashi quotes the pasuk that we've encountered many times, that when kohanim eat, they're supposed to eat lemashcha, kederech, shemalachim oichlim. So if they want to coat it with sugar, with dvash, they're allowed to. In fact, the mefarshim point out Rashi goes out of his way to quote this pasuk, because Rashi is trying to teach us that the eating of the shirayim, of the mincha, is a mitzvah, and it's not just a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be eaten in the most delectable way possible. Dvash hutta b'shiyari menachas. Sar, however, loy hutta b'shiyari menachas. So, as we've just identified, Hamnei Shiesh B'Sar Mashem B'Dvash, Sar has certain characteristics that the Dvash doesn't have. V'Yesh B'Dvash Mashem B'Sar, and Dvash has certain characteristics that the Sar doesn't have. That's why, Hutzrich Loimah calls Sar, the Torah you write the word called by the Sar, for Hutzrich Loimah, the Torah you write the word called by the Dvash. That's the Braisa. Now let's make our point, says the Gemara. The Braisa said a fact. We didn't analyze that fact. The Braisa said, Sor is huta klal b'migdash. There are situations that you could put the sor on the mizbeach. Ask them where? My nihu. What is the situation? Because it's not the shtei alechem. Because as I said before, the shtei alechem is not placed on the mizbeach. So the Braisa says that there's an exception to the rule that sor is put on the mizbeach. Where? Says the Gemara, laugh, it must be a situation, shtei halachim, the karav and the dova, that if somebody donate, if the tzibur donated the shtei halachim, the kaimitz of that shtei halachim would be put on the mizbeach. Just the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that the tzibur never brings a nedava of shtei halachim. So if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, the price doesn't make any sense. The Braisa says there's a case where you can put sor on the mizbeach. What's the case? Lav shtei alechem the karv and the dava. Says the Gemara, loy. Amar Avraham, that's not what the Braisa means. likarvi ma'am. The way to understand the brisa is as follows. This is what Rishonim explain the brisa. There is no case that something made with yeast is put on the mizbeach. Ever. Either brisa says sor hutta mechlal b'migdash, that there is a case you're allowed to put sor on the mizbeach. The brisa means that since the shtei halechem is connected to the kifsei atzeres, as I said earlier, and the kifsei atzeres are put on the mizbeach, obviously, so that makes it be considered as if the shtei halechem is also put on the mizbeach, because it's one carbon. So the Gemara, I could accept that. I could accept the concept of a unit, and that if one part of the unit is on the mizbeach, the halacha looks at it as if the entire unit is on the mizbeach. But then we don't understand something else, asked the Gemara. The Braisa said, our very same Braisa that we just learned said, there's never a case that Dvash is put on the mizbeach. But why? Says the Gemara, Ikhachi, Bikurim Nami. Let's think about the Bikurim. The Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us the Masechta Bikurim. Those of us who have learned Masechta Bikurim, the Mishnayos, know that when the Bikurim were brought to Yerushalayim, it was done with a lot of fanfare, and they tried to do the mitzvah in the nicest way possible. And the Mishnah says there that they brought along with the Bikurim birds. Hagoyzl shogabe asalim, the birds that were on the basket, haya oilis, would go on the mizbeach, vasalim shabiyadim nitn lakahanim. Machloikus rishayinim, machloikus rambam and ravid, exactly what happened. The ravid says that they used to have birds, they used to bring along birds, and the birds that they brought along were brought as kabanas. That's how the Rava learns. The Rambam learns they had two types, that two birds, that two sets of birds. They had birds that were actually on the basket of Bikurim, and like the Rava, the Rambam says those birds were brought as kabanas. Then the Rambam says they had birds that they held in their hands. Those birds were given to the Kahanim together with the Bikurim. But it doesn't change the question of the Gemara. If we're saying that we look at things as a unit, so let's think about it. One of the minim from which there are bikurim are the shivas aminim, which includes dvash, tamarim, honey of figs, fig honey. It's sweet. Now we're saying that if one part of a unit is on the mizbeach, the halacha looks like the entire unit is on the mizbeach. What was araya? Shtei alechem. So why don't we say the same thing here? Since the birds that came along with the Bikurim were put on the Mizbeach, it should be considered like the Bikurim is on the Mizbeach, because the birds that came along with them are on the Mizbeach. So why does the Gemara say the Bikurim, something Dvash, is never on the Mizbeach? We just identified, according to the Gemara's approach, such a case. Answers the Gemara, Hanu, Lata Bikurim Adasu. The Gemara's teretz is as follows. We cannot compare the relationship of the birds to the Bikurim to the relationship between the Shtei Alechem and the Kifsei Atzeres. Why? Because the Torah, when it mandates the carbon of Shavuos, the Kifsei Atzeres, it's one unit, as I said so many times. The Kifsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem come together. There's no obligation to bring birds together with the Bikurim. There's a din, as I said, did you want to make it as beautiful as possible? So bring along those birds. Just like the Mishnah says in Bikurim, we all recall that they put it into beautiful baskets. It's all part of beautifying the mitzvah. It's not part of it. And therefore, just because they brought the birds, they're not considered one unit with the Bikurim. However, Rashi asks, fine, we've answered this. But Rashi asks that the halacha is that together with the Bikurim, they brought carbon shlamim. That should be considered one unit. To which the Rishonim respond, the Bikurim, the Shamim is not one unit with Bikurim. They consider two separate kabanas. There's a carbon Shlamim, there's a carbon, and there's Bikurim. And furthermore, the halach is if you don't bring the Shlamim, it doesn't affect the validity of the Bikurim. And therefore, there's never a case that we can even explain apilomdis that Dvash is put on the Mizbeach. So as we've been learning from the beginning of today's Shir, the halacha is that something that's supposed to be burnt, something that doesn't belong on the mizbeach, if you put it on the mizbeach, the halacha is that you're over the laf. Ask the Gemara, by Rama Chomer Rav Chisda, Hamala b'bsar chatas oif al gab mizbeach, mahu. We know the halacha is, we learned this from Sechta Zvachim, that when somebody brings a chatas oif, the blood is applied to the mizbeach, but none of the meat of that carbon nothing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So what happens if somebody puts that on the Mizbeach? Will he be over the lav or not? Do we say, Kol Shemimenu Le'ishim Amrachmana, only when part of it is burnt, that's what the Torah says, that if you, part of it is burnt, and you put on the Mizbeach the part that's not supposed to be burnt, there you're over the lav. However, here, there's nothing that's going to be burnt, and therefore this lav doesn't apply. Idoma, perhaps, Kol Shishmai Carbon, as long as it is in the category of a carbon, if it's in the category of the carbon, and you put the part of a carbon that doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, you're over the lav. V'hai nami Shishmai Carbon, and certainly Chatasayf is considered a carbon. Amalei, to which he responded, the halacha is, Kol Shishmai Carbon, if it's in the category of carbon, and you put it on the Mizbeach when you're not supposed to, you're over the lav, V'hai nami Shishmai Carbon, and this is certainly in that category. Says the Gemara, actually, this question is machlokes tanum, ketanoi. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kol shemen elishim, that in order to be over the slab, it has to be part of something, that part of it is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Chatas Seif would be excluded. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kol shemai carbon. Anything that has a shem carbon, and the Chatas Seif has the shem carbon. Ask the Gemara, what is the nafgamina between these two opinions, the practical nafgamina? My benayu. So the first teretz is what we've been learning. What we've been discussing. Rav Oma, Loig Shemesh HaMetzara Ikvenayu. We know that when Metzara goes through his purification process, the halacha is that he also has to bring a Loig Shemesh HaMetzara. We've discussed and the kohen has to spritz and put on his head, but it's part of the carbon, but it's not part of something that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So if we say the halacha is that it's as long as it's a carbon, it's not allowed to be burnt. If somebody would put part of that loig on the Mizbeach, it'll be over the slav. If we say that it has to be part of something that's burnt, this is not burnt. I, asks Rashi, why is it not considered part of the same unit as the carbon, as I just described, that comes along with the carbon ashram? Since the halacha is, and we've discussed this halacha, that you don't have to bring the loig on the same day as you bring the ashram. The Gemara, we spoke about poor individuals who brought the carbon in one day and brought the loig many days later. So you see they're not really connected. Loig shem shematzari ikavinai. Tani leva, kol kabanam, the rabbis loig shem shematzari. It's in the category of carbon, but not in the category of ishim. So as we've been learning, we've mentioned this a few times in today's Shia Baruch Hashem. The Torah says, ki chol sar v'chol dvash loisaktir meni ishul Hashem. We're not allowed to put on the mizbeach anything that has yeast in it, sar, anything that has dvash in it. Why? There's really no why, but just to quote what I saw. The Rambam says the reason it's also is because that was the minig hagoyim, that they used to bring these kind of things on the Mizbeach. The Chinuch says that sa'or, yeast, represents chametz. And what does chametz represent? Chametz represents that it takes time till something rises. If you make a dough, it takes time to rise. It's the opposite of Zrizus. When somebody's bringing a carbon, he's not supposed to be the opposite of Zrizus. Chametz represents, Sar represents, you have time, you're not doing it with a geschmack. Dvash, on the other hand, says the Chinuch, represents that a person has to have everything nice and sweet, delicious. That's not what Avodas Hashem is all about. Avodas Hashem means it doesn't have to be sweet, it has to be serious. The Chinuch also says that perhaps it has to do with the concept. Perhaps it has to do with the concept that Chinuch suggests of gaiva, something, dough rising, is arrogance, sweet also, he's a finicky individual, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special sinner to gaiva. Other Rishonim I saw suggest that Sar and Vash represent extremes. What does Sar mean? The real definition of Sar is sourdough. Sourdough represents the extreme of sour. Dvash represents the extreme of sweetness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like extremes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes right down the middle. So we don't bring things that represent too sweet or too sour. Meshech Chachma has a very interesting approach. Very interesting approach. The Meshech Chachma's approach is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates hard work. So what you bring to the Mizbeach is an animal. A person has to work to raise an animal. You bring to the Mizbeach flour. You know, till you make a little flour, you have to go, we learned the Masechta Shabbos, you have to go through many steps. Sar and Vash are items that come about easily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't appreciate something that you don't work for. Another pshat, a fairly simple pshat, is we know that the Torah says, Akol kabancha takriv melech. We always have to put salt on all our kabanas. And salt and sugar don't work together. Which mizbeach is this isra applied to? It seems from the way I see what the Rishonim say, it's both mizbeaches. It's mizbeach apnimi and the mizbeach achitz. But that is a very, very important discussion, very relevant, la'aloch l'maisa. What is included in the category of dvash? Certainly, the Rishonim say, as I said before, dvash tamarim, fig honey, is in the category of dvash. It seems, and the Ritva says this, that dvash dvarim, bees honey, is certainly in the category of dvash. But the question is sugar in the category of dvash? And why is this such an important question? Because the halacha, says the Rambam, is that the only thing that you should use for Kiddush is wine that could be put on the Mizbeach. That you could use, that you could make Nisach HaYayin with. Now, if the halacha is that sugar is included in the category of Dvash that you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach, then you can never use wine that had sugar in it on the Mizbeach. And if the halacha of Kiddush is connected to that halacha, then to make Kiddush, you should not make Kiddush on wine that has, which has sugar added, which quite a few wines do have sugar added. And that is indeed the opinion of the Rambam. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that, and the basis of the Ramah is that sugar is not what's meant by Dvash, and therefore sugar is allowed to be on the Mizbeach. And therefore, according to Ramah, you're allowed to use wine that has sugar on it. And it is the opinion of the Ramah, not only are you allowed to use wine with sugar on it, but the Ramah says, let's say you have two types of wine, one with sugar added and one without sugar added, and you enjoy the sugar added wine better, you should make Kiddush on the sugar added wine. There's an interesting verse from the Marsham. I have to emphasize before I say it that one should not take this any more than as discussing and learning. The Rasham brings a raya that sugar may be put on the Mizbeach, because we just learned, we just quoted before the Pasuk, Akol Kabon Chatakir Melech, you have to put salt on all the Kabonis. So Rasham says there are Paiskim that suggest that, let's say you don't have, we know you have to salt all meat to extract the blood, Melicha. If you don't have salt, you can use sugar, because sugar does the same. So says the Rasham, if we see that sugar accomplishes the same thing as salt, how could you say that you can't put sugar on the Mizbeach? It's a chiddush. We don't hold that way. Nobody should assume that they could salt their meat with sugar. But it's interesting to point out that this very same Rambam, which the way we've been explaining the Rambam represents a real chumrah, is also the basis for a very big kula. And again, I must emphasize not to be taken la'alocha. Because what are we learning? That the model of wine for Kiddush is the wine that was used in the Mizbeach. But the same halacha applies regarding what is the model of wine with his halacha of Yayin Nesach. And if according to the Rambam, you can wine with sugar is not considered wine, so one of the ways to avoid the problem of Yayin Nesach is just put sugar into the wine. Again, I can't emphasize enough that nobody should do that. And nobody should assume, first of all, by the time you get a bottle of wine, it won't help you. Because it's already Stam Yayinam or Yayin Nesach. The fact that they added sugar later won't help you. But even if somebody wanted to put in the sugar immediately, it wouldn't help either. None of the paiskim that we assume to follow that approach. But there is, La'ag D'Tayr La'adira, a place to have this discussion if we want to follow the Rambam's approach. So now the Gemara goes into that halacha that we've been discussing, the Isra of putting sor, or the Isra of putting Dvash on the Mizbeach. Says the Brice, Tanar Abanon sor bata tiru, ene el kula. If you have sugar, we'll see how much that means. The brice will be explained in a moment. Miktsas minayin, even part of it. Tamaloimer kol. Eruva minayin. How about if you have a mixture of sor and another ingredient? And the way most Rishonim understand this means that you don't see the sor. The sor is there, but it's not noticeable. Tamaloimer ki kol. Ask them, my kamar. What is the price is saying? Amar Baya explains the Baya, Hachi kamar. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Sor Rebal Taktiru. Sor Loy Taktiru. Anyway, El Kazayas. Because Bakar Tarakula Haktorah means a Kazayas. Chatzi Zayas Minayin. How do you know the same halacha applies by Chatzi Kazayas? Tamaloymer Kol. The Torah by using the word Kol means even less than a Kazayas. A Ruva Minayin. How do we know if we have a mixture that the same halacha will apply? So according to Abaya, even if you put on the Mizbeach a minimal amount of Sa'or, Yechayiv, and if it's mixed, not noticeable, Yechayiv as well. Rav Amar, Rav takes a different approach. Hachkanks, or Batak Tiru, only Ela Kaimitz, only if you put a Kaimitz, which is always the Shear, that's when you'll be Chayiv. Chatzi Kaimitz Minayin, how do we know the same halacha will be by Chatzi Kaimitz? Tamaloymer kol. Eruva minayin. How do we know if we have a mixture? Tamaloymer ki kol. And as the Rishayim explained the opinion of Rava, that this is the concept of heter mitzdarf l'isser. That even though you don't have enough isser itself, since it's heter mitzdarf l'isser, we look at the entire mixture as osser, and even if you'll have a very small amount of sa'or, it will not become bad. Ask the Gemara, what is the basis of the Machloikus of Abaye and Rava? So to quickly review, what is the Machloikus? According to Rava, you won't be Chayiv unless you put a Chatzi Kaimitz. According to Abaye, you'll be Chayiv for any small amount. What is the basis of their Machloikus? Ask the Gemara. But my Kamifugi says the Gemara, Abaye, so Yesh Kaimitz Pachs Mishnei Zaysim. You could have a Kaimitz that's even less than 2 Kazaysim. And the Torah says, Yesh Torah. Similarly, you can have a Torah less than a Kazayas, because the whole Kaimitz isn't necessarily that much. Rav Amar, Ein Kaimitz Pachs Mishnei Zaysim. The Kaimitz can't be less than 2 Kazayasim, and therefore the Torah is teaching us, yes, you don't have to have the whole Kaimitz, which represents 2 Kazayasim, but you at least have to have a decent amount, which is a Kazayas, Ein Aktorah, you have to have a Aktorah, at least of a Kazayas. The Rishonim point out that even though here Abaye is of the opinion that you don't have to have a Kazayas to be considered a Torah, it doesn't mean that Abaye holds that way because of Torah Kula. It could mean specifically in this case. There's a very interesting discussion amongst the Achronim based on this Gemara. The Stipler has a sefer called Shiurim Shel Torah. He has this discussion there. He says, our Gemara says that according to Rava, the Kaimitz, typical Kaimitz is the size of 2 Kazaysim. And says the Stipler, if, as we know, there's a big discussion in the Achroinim, like the Behud of some Sefer, if Niskatnu Ashurim, exactly how big is a Kazayis? So he says, if we take the approach of the Chazanish, of what is the Shear of a Kazayis, and now Rav is teaching us that a Kaimitz is 2 Kazaysim, the average hand cannot hold, the average fist cannot hold that much in it. So, what's going to be? Mashiach's coming. And we're going to need Kohanim. And which coin is going to be able to do the Kmitza if our fists aren't large enough? And in fact, there are Achroinim that use this as one of the rayas that these very large Shir Kazaysim are incorrect. Because if the Gemara is teaching us clearly, that the Korav is teaching us clearly that a Kaimitz is 2 Kazayasim, and what these Paiskim hold is the Shear of a Kazayas just wouldn't fit in the average hand, we can't say the all the Kahanim are Balimum. And therefore they say it's a Raya that the Kazayas is really less than what they say. But the Stipler, sticking to his opinion, says that when Mashiach comes, there will be Kahanim, there will be Kahanim who are large enough, have large enough hands that will be able to do the kmitza. It obviously will not be every average kohen, which again leads the poskim to ask, so what does that mean? Because we know the Gemara discusses this, the Rambam discusses it. There's a question of a kohen's allowed to drink wine. Why? Because if a kohen's not allowed to do the avoida. Kohen's not allowed to do the avoida when he drank wine. Shesui yayin. And we believe Mashiach could come at any moment. So what happens if a kohen drank wine and Mashiach comes and he can't do the avoda? But according, say these paiskim, according to the stipler, if you're a kohen but you don't have a large fist, you're going to be disqualified anyway, because your fist isn't large enough. So you could drink wine because you're not a valid kohen. How do we defend? The way to defend, again, is not necessarily because a kohen is disqualified from doing the kmitza, does he become a disqualified kohen. He won't be able to do that particular avoida, but the other avoidas maybe he'll be able to do, and that's why chakalei b'chol shem shi'avad, the kohanim have to be ready. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Itma, hamala misar medvash al gavim mizbeach. If somebody puts sar and devash on the mizbeach, and so the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that he put sar and devash mixed together on the mizbeach. Amar Rava, we're going to get back to this in a moment. Like, he'll get malchus mishum sar, like mishum devash, he'll get malchus for devash. Like a Mishum Eruvei Sar, he gets Malkus because of the combination of Sar in this mixture, Mishum Eruvei Devash. So Pash Pshat Rashi is saying he'll get four Malkus. Taisus finds Rashi's opinion very difficult to understand. Because Taisus says, what is the Torah teaching us? That you're not only Chai for Sar, you're even Chai for Eruvei Sar, a mixture of Sar. When are you Chai for Eruvei Sar? If you don't have Sar. But you can't be chay for sa'ar and a ruvei sa'ar at the same time. Either you're chay for sa'ar or you're chay for a ruvei sa'ar, but not both at the same time. And therefore, Taisus has a different approach to this Gemara. Taisus' approach to the Gemara is that somebody put sa'ar on the mizbeach, somebody put dvash on the mizbeach, and somebody put a mixture of sa'ar and dvash on the mizbeach, and then we have now a machloikus rishonim, how many malchus will he get? Some Rishonim, I think that's the way Taisus understands, he'll get three Malkus. He'll get Malkus for Sa'or, he'll get Malkus for Dvash, and he'll get Malkus for the Eruvei Sa'or Dvash. The Ramban says he'll get four Malkus. There's a separate Eruvei Sa'or Chiv, and a separate Eruvei Dvash Chiv. Abaye Omer, Ein Loiken, Alav Shebeklos. There's a rule throughout Shas, Gemara Masechet Makkos, that teaches us that if a rule is said in a general manner, it's considered a lav shebeklolus, and a lav shebeklolus you don't get malchus. Ikadamri, when we say that they don't get malchus, ikadamri chadam yiloki. You won't get malchus for the eruv because there is no specific lav, but for the general lav a kosar v'chadvash you would get malchus. Ikadamri chadam loymiloki. You don't even get malchus one malchus. Why? Because says the Gemara, the loy miyachad l'lav k'lav d'chsima. Says the Gemara, the model for Malkus is the lav of chsima. The Torah, when it speaks about the lav of chsima, of muzzling an animal, says the words loy sachsum shor b'dishoy. Not a muzzle animal. It speaks specifically about one lav. So since it speaks about specifically about one lav, that becomes the model for which there's a chiv Malkus. If it's not a lav miyuchedet, specific lav, then there is no Malkus. And here, since the Torah says, Kichol Sar, V'chol Dvash, Lo Yisatir Memenu Ish L'Hashem, that's why there is no Chi of Malkus, it's in the category of Lav Shebeklolos. Again, we're not really supposed to give reasons for these things, but just to help understand why is there such a halacha that you don't get Malkus for Lav Shebeklolos, I saw two explanations in the Rishonim. One explanation I saw in the Rishonim, is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not consider this lav such a significant lav that he should designate it as a separate lav, it's obviously considered a less serious lav that doesn't carry with Malkus. That's one approach I saw in the Rishonim. Another approach that I saw in the Rishonim is that since it's a lav shebeklolos, so it's difficult to give hasra because there isn't a specific lav that you're violating. And we know ain onshim elm kemazir. Nobody can get malchus without a proper asra. That's why there is no malchus for a lav shebeklolos. Actually, just to touch on it for a moment, there are two types of lav shebeklolos. There's one type of lav shebeklolos. The Torah says the words like samr al dam re'echa. And we learn, Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin learns many different rules from like samr al dam re'echa, which are one not connected to the other. Like Sam al Damrecha means you're not allowed to eat before you daven. Like Sam al Damrecha speaks to the Bezdin. So since it teaches us so many different rules, everybody agrees that for that lav, you don't get Malkus. The lav shabaklos of our Gemara is very specific. We know what the Torah means. The only issue is that it was, that each Isser wasn't specified separately, and that's why there is no Malkus. That's why it's not the same type of lav shabaklos. Just to end the shir, we spoke earlier about the different reasons why sar and dvash may not be put on the mizbeach. So there's one vart from the Imri Emes. He says a beautiful vart, a very sharp vart. He says like this: everybody thinks that something sweet is delicious, right? People like sweet things, and therefore we would all want to put on the mizbeach something sweet. Tells us the Torah, it's not what you think is sweet; it's what the Torah tells us is sweet is what belongs on the mizbeach. But after we said all of this, I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. There's a vart from the Kotzker. Every one of us say in davening in the morning when we say, even if you don't say kabbonis, but when you say in kolkeinu, we say, v'loma eim ma'arvim ba dvash. Why don't we put dvash into it? V'loy dvash yofalo. Putting a dvash is good. V'neisha Torah omra. Because the Torah says, l'siktiru menu. You're not allowed to put dvash. So even if we have all the reasons, says the Kotzker, what does a Jew say every morning as he finishes davening? All the reasons are fine, but what we do or we don't do is b'pnei she'Torah amra. We do what the Torah says. That's what guides our life.